Parameterizing the AGN radius, luminosity relation from the eigenvector 1 viewpoint, by Swayamtrup to Panda. The study of the broad line region, BLR, using reverberation mapping has allowed us to establish an empirical relation between the size of this line emitting region and the continuum luminosity that drives the line emission, i.e. the RBLR-L5100 relation. To realize its full potential, the intrinsic scatter in the RBLR-L5100 relation needs to be understood better. The Eddington ratio plays a key role in addressing this problem. On the other hand, the eigenvector 1 schema has helped to reveal an almost clear connection between the Eddington ratio and the strength of the optical FEII emission, which has its origin from the BLR. This paper aims to reveal the connection between theoretical entities, like the ionization parameter, U, and cloud mean density, NH, of the BLR, with physical observables obtained directly from the spectra, such as optical FEII strength, RFEII, that has immense potential to trace the accretion rate. We utilize the photoionization code Cloudy and perform a suite of models to reveal the BLR in the UN parameter space and estimate RFEII. We compare the SEDs for a prototypical population A and population B source, IZW1 and NGC5548, respectively, in this study. The results from the photoionization modeling are combined with existing reverberation mapped sources with observed RFEII estimates, allowing us to provide an analytical formulation to tie together the aforementioned quantities. We utilize the comparison of the modeled equivalent widths for the low ionization emission lines to their observed values to identify the optimal U, NH. The recovery of the correct physical conditions in the BLR suggests that the BLR backquote sees a different, filtered ionizing continuum with only a very small fraction, 1 to 10. This was parameterizing the AGN radius, luminosity relation from the eigenvector 1 viewpoint, by Swayamtrup to Panda.